God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that this seed shall cause you to come into a season of a harvest and a new beginning. Something around technology is going to be very favorable for thee. For the Lord says, I have gifted your hand. I've gifted your hand. And you're going to find that you're going to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to expand even in the areas of technology, internet, and computers. For the Lord says, in this month of September, between now and the 26th of the month, it's going to be a time for you to begin to learn some new skills, a time to also begin to expand your intellectual horizons as well. And I also begin to feel that the Lord says you might even begin to explore some new areas, because you might be dealing with political matters. Or political could also be areas of work. The church can also be political. But it seems like you're going to be standing up for some rights or some things or matters of importance to you. It's also a time of spiritual growth, a time where you're going to deal with philosophical topics as well. And you may feel a little bit edgy or restless on the 8th, so use wisdom in that, because you could end up saying some things out of being over-exerting yourself, mental exhaustion, or you could feel stressed. And yet God says, stay in his presence, read and study and stay in prayer to begin to help you alleviate the tension. Now, I can tell you from around about the 5th to the 29th, it's going to be a time Will you be able to acquire loans during that season? Because the Spirit is going to help you to acquire loans, or you're going to have the ability to begin to sweeten your intimate life as well. Around the 13th to the 26th of the month is going to be an excellent time to do some networking as well. And you're going to find that it's going to be a season that's going to give you the energy to pursue your goals and to begin to activate some new things in your life. And I also heard God say, if friends or associates want too much, God says you need to begin to set some boundaries to protect yourself, because the takers are going to be around you trying to drain you, to drain you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but also financially. So the Lord says, set some boundaries, and that's going to be key that you do that. Say it, the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. And I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, and I so agree with his grace. For Father God said, this is the season to plan financially. For Father God said, this is the month when you're going to get some of your financial questions answered. Father God said, write it down and make it plain in this season. And he's going to clear up some confusion and conflict concerning financial matters. I also hear Father God saying, this is the month to begin to ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the doors have been opened. Well, Father God says your personal freedom is coming forth in a new way and a new dimension. I do hear Father God saying new information, right information. And I hear Father God says anything that has caused conflict over the month, Father God is addressing this month. So Father God says this is the season to gird up your loins concerning your faith and begin to move on what God has ordained for you. And I further hear Father God saying, the genius in you is emerging in a new way, in a new dimension. For Father God says, what seems peculiar, unusual concerning you, Father God says, my people are peculiar people. Father God says, begin to celebrate life, begin to celebrate yourself. And I do hear Father God saying, concerning relationships and partnerships, this is the month where you're going to come face to face with a favorable outcome. And I'm just hearing Father God saying around the week of September 13th, Father God says this is the season that you're going to begin to regroup, go within, and you're not going to do without new meditation, new prayer, new health, and new vitality. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Listen, friend, stay tuned. Pastor, the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you what thus saith the Lord. I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Vanda. Sister Vanda, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be such elevation for you. God says that he's calling you to greater heights. God says to you not to let things bother you, not to worry. God says to trust in him with all of your might. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Vanda. The word of the Lord that trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God is guiding you in this season. God is giving you direction in this season. Don't be afraid. God is speaking. God is speaking, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Vanda. God is saying this is the season I see favor around paperwork, but I also see favor in education and higher levels of learning, any of the institutions that bring forth knowledge and spiritual insight and increase financially, emotionally, and mentally for you. God is bringing forth that. It's favorable for you in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
And I concur with the prophets, where I feel God increasing your knowledge, increasing your mind. You will be able to keep up. You will be able to follow through. You will be able to complete your papers on time, say the Spirit of the Lord. As God says, I bring new order, new structure, new liberty, and new wisdom. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Vanda. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, peace. But Father God says, don't make any hasty decisions in this season. And I do hear Father God saying, you are in the season of expansion. And I just hear Father God saying, write it down and make it plain concerning our family members. And I do hear Father God saying, trust the process. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Vanda. Thank you for the seed of $55. 5 + 5 is a 10, which now is really a 1. Get ready for new opportunities. New opportunities. And I will bring you into a season of new beginnings. I will bring you into a season where the Lord says, you're going to be rewarded for your labor. Maybe some kind of a new business opportunity. I will reward thee. You're also going to begin to see, woman of God, that whatever problems the enemy tries to bring, the Lord says, I turn it into a harvest. Whatever attack the enemy tries to bring into your life, you're going to see that you're going to move into a degree and into a dimension in me where you will know that I am your shepherd and I will surely, surely guide you. Worry not about tomorrow. Worry not about the things of the past, but know that I will cause you to rise up, and my gift shall cause you to step forth and move into a new dimension in me. For I, your God, has heard your prayers, and now I bring increase all around thee, even in the chest area, the breathing sometimes. We're getting air, breathing. I touch that. Even the left eye. I touch thine eyes, for there shall be no weariness. But I touched your eyes to see from the realm of the Spirit. Get thyself ready. But also heard God says, quickly, watch your possessions and don't leave things just laying out any place. That even includes certain papers or important papers. Guard things, keep them secure. And that is the word of the Lord.